Today's scripture reading comes from the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Likewise, you know how we treated each of you like a father treats his own children. We appealed to you, encouraged you, and pleaded with you to live lives worthy of the God who is calling you into his own kingdom and glory.
This morning, I want to share a little story with you. As I was preparing for this sermon, I started out several different ways. Happy, evangelical, Baptist. I kind of took it every which way I possibly could. And this story kept popping back up. And I want to share it with you. I heard a story some time ago of a missionary in Africa who gave a Bible to one of the African men. When it was given to him, the man hugged it close and expressed great appreciation for this precious gift of God's word that the missionary had given him. But when the missionary saw him a few days later, he noticed, much to his dismay, that the Bible looked like it was already falling apart and that many of its pages were missing. The missionary asked him, "What happened? What did you do to your Bible?" "When I gave it to you, I thought you considered it to be your most treasured possession." The man replied, "Indeed, it's a very precious possession. It's the finest gift I've ever received. It is so precious that when I returned to my village, I very carefully chose a page and I tore it out and I gave it to my mother. I selected another and I gave it to my father. Then I tore out another page and I gave it to my wife and my children. And finally, I gave a page of God's word to everyone who lives in my village." Everyone in his village. Churches whose men are strong are called daddy-worthy churches. Father figures everywhere. We have an influence on our children, don't we? Some of us are stern, some of us are weak, some of us are loving, some of us are nurturing, some of us are never even there. But a church that goes first as a fatherly figure, the church will flourish, the church will grow, the church will experience change because a father boldly goes forth. Sadly, in society today, we watch more and more fathers become disconnected with church, with God, with family. They're no longer daddy worthy. That's a proud title. Over the years, all of us in this room have probably received an ugly tie, a pair of socks, or a t-shirt that said "World's Greatest Dad" or something other on it. And I ask you today, men of the church, are you worthy to wear that shirt? Are you worthy to walk around with a shirt that's got two big thumbs on it, pointing, "This guy's the world's greatest dad"? We have to question ourselves. As men of the church, this sermon's going to step on your toes. But Scripture teaches us, each one, as a male in this room, you are to be the spiritual leader of your family. Not your wife, not your children. You are to be the spiritual leader of your family. We're blessed here. We have many, many fathers who have gone forth and have been willing to experience the love that they have to share with everyone around them. And I want you to picture in your mind the missionary today. He's given that most treasured gift, that gift of God's word, of the man who went before him. You have to picture this man from the village. All the stories that he's heard about the man who has healed the blind. He's allowed the lame to walk. He's allowed the blind to see. He's raised people from the dead. He's walked on water. He's heard all these stories shared time and time and time again. But he's never actually physically possessed those words until now. And picture in your mind, if you would, as he jumped with jubilation, as he put that Bible against his chest and he held on to it for everything that was in there, everything so sacred, everything so valuable, and he raced off to his village. And can you picture the tears streaming down his face as his face formed the mud streaks from the tears and the dirt? As he raced to his village and he painstakingly sat there. And he went over God's word with everything that was there. And he just so studied that word. And then he tore out something out of his most prized possession. And he passed it on. And can you picture him sitting there a little bit longer and taking another word and another piece of scripture and saying, you know, this one works for this person. And tearing out that piece and handing it to them. As he went to each person he encountered and he shared that love of the Word of God to each person there. We as fathers are called to have that kind of passion. I know myself personally, I can remember times of holding onto the back of a bicycle seat and running as hard as I possibly can to teach a child how to ride a bicycle. And when they fall, picking them up, putting them back on, and going at it again. Or teaching your small child how to walk. As you're standing there sturdying them on their fragile legs and they stumble and this and that and they're headed towards the big oak coffee table there in the middle of the room and you throw yourself in front of it so they'll fall against something soft instead of the corner of that jagged table. That's what daddies do. But daddies need to realize we need to pick up that word of God and have that inner passion that burns so deep inside us that we rush to our child and say, here, let me tell you the stories about how the man called Jesus gave me back my sight so I could experience life and teach you, my child. So that someday you can come into church and sit with your family and you can be that spiritual father that each one of them needs to be the guiding force in their life. That's what we celebrate today. I was watching the news this morning and there's actually a movement to have Mother's Day and Father's Day completely removed because it's a joke. Where do these people come from? What rocks do they crawl out from underneath? Many of us have roots to this. If you know anything about Mother's Day and Father's Day, they were founded in this church. The United Methodist Church started the movement of Mother's Day and Father's Day. And the lady that started it, she felt so bad about it that she tried for years and years and years and years to have it rescinded because she thought that it was stealing from the majesty of God. God blesses each one of us with a mother and a father. Throughout time, we have realized that not all of us have perfect parents. A lot of our parents, well, they fall short. But God was always there. It bothers me as a person to hear people say, well, it's their environment. It's no one taught them. We've all have the opportunity to experience God's love. We need to open our eyes to experience that. In Romans 8, it calls out the words, Abba, Father, loving Father, Daddy. If we look at it in the Hebrew text, it actually says Abba means Daddy. Daddy, Daddy. A term of endearment. A term of love, a term of caring for someone so deep that you call them daddy. My question to you is this, men of the church. Are you willing to stand up? Are you willing to father the fatherless? Are you willing to nurture the children without? Are you willing to be that bold spiritual guide to go forth and pick up the scriptures? If you don't know them, learn them. If you do know them, share them. With those around you. Sadly, we have to look at something very important in our life. Eddie led a men's group here for, what was it, Eddie, a couple years before I got here? When I attended, there were 4 men of the church. four men of the church. Are our schedules so busy that we can't experience God's word, God's love? Promise Keepers met this past 2 weeks ago in Peoria, and no one showed any interest to be part. Have we allowed ourselves to become so separated from God's love and God's word that we no longer have that ability to share it with our children? No matter how old your children are, because I know, folks, I'm knocking on the underside of 50 right now. My youngest is 21, will be 22 in October. I have a son who's 29 years old that denounces the existence of God every opportunity he gets. He's mad at God. His wife suffered a miscarriage and he's mad at God. Do I walk away from my son and no longer profess God loves him because it's easier? Or do I keep smacking him in the face and putting him back on the bicycle? Allowing him to experience, hey, I know you've had sadness. I know you've had heartache. But I know God's there. When Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica, he told them, you do great things. You do great things because you have great father figures in your life. He wrote to Silas and Timothy, who he addressed this letter to, who were two of his aides. And he told them from the walls of his prison, you're doing great. You're doing good. Keep up the daddy love. Allow the church to grow. Allow the church to be what it is today. Somewhere between Timothy and Silas, we wound up to where we're at today. Where mom makes sure the kids get up and go to church in the morning. So dad can sit at home and have peace and drink coffee. Father's Day, an opportunity to remember. An opportunity to share God's love. So today when you're sitting around and you're opening up your presents or your cards and you're experiencing your children, ask yourself one very simple question, men of the church. Am I worthy to call myself world's greatest dad? Do I put God first in my child's life to make sure they know where God's at and the love and grace of God? If you can't say that, fold the shirt up, put it away till next year. Because you got 365 days to fix where you've made a mistake. From birth to 18 years old, we as parents have 6,570 days. 6,570 days. To be an influence on your child from birth to 18 years old. How many of those days have you let this click by without mentioning God to them? Please stand and join us on our closing song. Heavenly Father, as we leave this house today, Lord, I ask you to be with us. Allow us to be the hands and feet in your kingdom. Lord, I lift up to you today those that are struggling with the issues of their fathers. Lord, I ask you to provide strength and comfort to them. Lord, as we leave this house, I ask you to provide us a special week, a week filled with blessings and joy. In your Son's holy and precious name, I pray. Amen.